The following is a recording of the Bill Thorne teleconference with the National Retail Federation. On Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, at 9:30 a.m. Central Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Excuse me, everyone. We have all speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Bill Thorne. Mr. Thorne, you may begin.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Bill Thorne. I'm the Senior Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs for the National Retail Federation, and I hope everyone has a safe and restful Thanksgiving with family and friends as we spiral into the heart of the holiday season. Thank you for joining today's media call to discuss the Thanksgiving weekend holiday shopping results. Today's speakers are Matt Shea, President and CEO of the National Retail Federation, and Phil Ritz, Executive Vice President at Prosper Insights and Analytics, which is the research firm that conducted this consumer survey. So, I'm going to first turn it over to Matt for an overview of the five-day holiday spending shopping period from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday, and then I'll throw it over to Phil. Matt, how's it look?
Hey, Bill, thanks. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Glad to have you with us. We had a great holiday weekend. Feel very good about what we've heard from the retail leaders who we've been having conversations over the past few days, and certainly the numbers that we've seen coming in, and the number of shoppers that were out this holiday season during Black Friday weekend. 180 million. From Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday, which exceeded our initial expectations based on the survey work that we did early November by more than 20 million. We expected about 155 million based on the initial surveys that we did, and we actually got very close to 180 million. So slightly below last year's 186 million, but very much in line with the average over the past 4 or 5 years. And I'll come back to that and get into more detail in, on what happened over the weekend, and then specifically talk about a few key themes that we saw that we expect to continue through the holiday season. But just for a minute, I guess let's go back to the broader environment and of course what's happening in the health environment and the Omicron virus that's been recently identified. And I guess just start by making the observation, as we've had many times, that retailers continue to put the health and safety of their employees, associates, team members, and customers at the highest level of priority. And that's how they continue to serve and keep safe the communities in which they all live and work. And that will continue to be the case. And of course, retailers did not place that level of priority on health and safety, none of this would be possible. So that will continue, and those procedures, the health protocols, will remain in effect, and the retailers, of course, will continue to follow guidelines established by medical professionals and follow the science. And so we did learn of the new variant in the middle of the holiday weekend. We don't have any data yet on whether this might impact spending. I think at the moment, everything that we're seeing, hearing, and we certainly heard the president say this yesterday, and we've met with a number of our CEOs, is that while we want to continue to explore this, there's no need to panic. And we're in a much better place than we were a year ago. 70% of Americans are fully vaccinated, 80% have at least one shot. We continue to get more Americans vaccinated every day. So this is dramatically improved health environment than a year ago, and for all those reasons, we remain confident that we'll continue to have a very positive trajectory in the overall economy and specifically the retail industry for this holiday season, and that all of us will be able to enjoy a safe and happy season. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. And of course, there are other challenges that retailers and all of us as consumers are facing in addition to the pandemic. We've talked a lot about, and maybe we will some more today in this call, we get to the question session about supply chain disruptions, about workforce issues, of course, the resulting inflation that's persistent across all categories in the economy at the moment, and then the impact of the employer vaccine mandate that was promulgated by OSHA under emergency temporary standards earlier this month. Nevertheless, it's our view that the macro conditions remain very favorable for our forecast for the holiday season of 8.5% to 10.5% growth for this holiday over last year. We talked about this a few weeks ago. For the first 10 months of this year, through October 31st, retail sales are up by more than 14% compared to a year ago. And last year, retail sales for the year were up close to 7%. So last year was a very good year, and we are substantially lacking that this year, which we think reflects the health of the consumer. In spite of the challenges in the economy at a broader level, consumers continue to go out and engage in commerce, and we certainly saw that this weekend. Retailers, we know, started preparing for the holidays well in advance this year in particular because of the pandemic, and we were working on this even as long ago as last year. And we continue not only to have access to the items that consumers want and expect, but retailers are finding ways to create incentives for consumers to get out, and consumers did get out not only this weekend, but have started earlier than ever. And so that brings us to the weekend results. And I think what we saw is what we've seen over the last couple of years, that while Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday in particular were once upon a time to kick off to the holiday season, because of the pandemic a year ago, and because of changed consumer behavior this year due to things happening across the supply chain, people started earlier. The Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday in particular are closer to halftime now than the kickoff. Nevertheless, there were 180 million holiday shoppers out this Thanksgiving day through Cyber Monday. And as I said a minute ago, that substantially exceeded our initial expectations based on consumer feedback that we received in early November. We expected much closer to the mid-155 million. So we beat that number very substantially. I think one of the other takeaways this year is that the number of people shopping in stores increased pretty dramatically. 105 million Americans were shopping in stores this year, which was up from just a little over 90 million last year. And we saw that the number of online shoppers decreased to slightly below 130 million from 145 million last year. And so I think that obviously reflects the changed health environment, the level of comfort and confidence that consumers have about being out in stores, consuming many of their pre-pandemic behaviors in all aspects of their lives, not just when it comes to consumption and holiday shopping. But we saw those numbers start to revert a bit to the more traditional distribution, and that accounted for having 10 million more shoppers out in stores and 15 million fewer shopping online. So let's talk about the themes that emerged and some of the things that we saw and we expect to continue. The obvious one here, and sort of included and incorporated by reference to some of the remarks I've already made, is that consumers are starting earlier than ever. And that is a trend that began in the last decade, certainly since the last recession, and it's accelerated last year because of the health environment, and this year because of consumers' awareness about what's happening in the supply chain and their desire to have those items that they want for the holiday season and be sure they could get them. And I think retailers have done a very good job communicating the overall environment of creating incentives, encouraging consumers to get out and start early. And if we've learned anything over the last 20 months, I think we've learned that consumers adapt their behavior to the external environment in which they find themselves. And that happened in the very early days of the pandemic, as we saw consumer shopping behavior change, not only with regard to the categories and products that consumers were buying, but also the way in which they shopped. And so consumers are not only resilient, but they're resourceful and they're adaptable. And we saw that this year, that substantial numbers of American consumers began the shopping even earlier than ever. And retailers, of course, have met those expectations starting in October and even earlier, having holiday inventory stocked on shelves, promotions in place, discounts being offered, and working very, very hard to have the staff that they need in place to serve customers. And as I said, we've seen that trend increase during the past 2 years. Specifically, last year was related to the pandemic, and this year, supply chain issues. Half of shoppers told us they took advantage of early holiday sales and promotions. And as I said, we know that October retail sales demonstrated consumers got a head start. By our calculation, sales were up more than 10%. By the calculations of the U.S. Census Bureau, the Bureau of Census, the monthly retail sales were up 16% in October versus October 2020. And by the end of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, 84% of holiday shoppers indicated that they started shopping and have completed about half of their shopping on average. So that's a trend, and we think that in future years we'll see that continue. But the season is starting even earlier in the year, and that's got implications for retailers, consumers, the supply chain, and our economy. The other notable trend that I referenced, and it was reflected in the kind of reversion on some of the numbers about shopping in store versus shopping in line, is that shopping in real life is important to consumers. And I think, you know, in that regard, it's important to all of us to be able to resume some of those in-person pre-pandemic behaviors, whether that's being with family, whether that's traveling, whether that's holiday shopping, sporting and entertainment events, all of those categories that are experienced better in person. We know more consumers shop in stores each day during the five-day shopping period from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday compared to last year. There were 105 million consumers shopping in stores, up from just over 90 million last year, which is an increase of more than 12 million. And as I said, there were slightly fewer than 128 million shopped online, down from 145 million last year. So pretty substantial numbers, and that was reflected in the crowds that that many of us saw and experienced in various places around the country this year. Black Friday remained the top day for in-store shopping, more than 66 million, followed by Small Business Saturday at 51 million. And we know from the comments that our survey respondents made that supporting local businesses remains top of mind for many consumers. Maybe for most, with more than 70% of Saturday shoppers saying they were out on Saturday specifically to support small businesses. The increase in the bricks and mortar shopping, we think is of course due to a combination of factors. One is we all enjoy the tradition of doing things in person, and many consumers enjoy that tradition of in-store shopping over the holiday weekend as a symbolic kickoff to the holiday season. And we missed that in many cases last year. And, of course, there's general fatigue. People are tired of doing things remotely and on screens. and doing things virtually, and would like to be together doing those things in person. A couple of other trends that I'll just mention quickly before we move on and let Phil dive into some of the specific findings. We've seen things have all been changed with regard to shopping on Thanksgiving Day. So I think another trend that we've seen swing back is retailers and consumers are taking a bit of a break on Thanksgiving Day. And, a generation ago, it would have been unheard of for retail stores to be open and consumers to be shopping on Thanksgiving Day. In the last decade, many retailers responding to the needs and requests and expectations of consumers were open on Thanksgiving Day, and that created new traditions. Last year, because of the pandemic, and this year, I think, because of a continuation of some of those changed behaviors, many retailers were not open and took a bit of a break on Thanksgiving Day. And so we'll see how that continues to evolve in future years. But that was the theme. And I think as retailers have dramatically improved digital online experiences and because of the accelerated behavior of consumers and retailers, even earlier, there was an opportunity to continue to be available to consumers without having to actually be physically open in every instance. Another theme, and I think this is an important one, and this got discussed yesterday at the White House, we were happy to have so many of our CEOs with the president and many of his team, and to be able to work with them closely on this issue of the supply chain. But the supply chain challenge is not going to impact the holiday season in a way that's going to spoil our ability to enjoy it with our family and our friends. We saw that over this weekend. Many, many of our members, because of the steps they took early in the year with their partners, with their supply chain collaborators, with their vendors and suppliers, have the product and the inventory in place to meet the needs and expectations of their shoppers. And we got those, those kinds of feedback from consumers, that nearly 70% of consumers believe, based on their experiences thus far, they're confident they're going to find the gifts and the items that they need and they want. And that those that maybe don't have their first choice indicate that they're going to look for a similar product, either at another retailer, another location, or they'll find an alternative product. And so I think what we're going to see here is a lot of continued transaction value because consumers are very confident and in a good place from a financial perspective, and because retailers are going to be able to meet their needs. If they don't have the first choice, they'll have a second or a third choice. In terms of the deals and the promotions that are out there, more than 80% of holiday shoppers said in their experience the promotional environment and the pricing environment was the same as or better than a year ago, which I think reflects not only the sourcing efforts and the inventory management that retailers have done, but also the incredible work retailers are doing to maintain affordability, pricing, and deliver value in an inflationary environment. And again, working with suppliers and partners and working across all of their inventory of items to ensure that they can provide affordable, value-oriented products for their customers. The last couple of comments I'll make, we know that there's still more shopping to come. As great as this season has been already through October and now almost through this holiday weekend and the entire month of November, shoppers did start earlier and embrace the Thanksgiving weekend deals, but they still have about half their shopping left. And so a substantial amount of commerce remains. More than 80% of respondents to our survey expect to continue to see great deals for the rest of the season. And we expect consumers to spend a total of about $1,000 per household on gifts and items for themselves, their families this year. So there's a lot left to do here. and we're confident that we'll continue to see robust engagement in commerce for the rest of the year. Which brings me to the final point, that is we continue to expect a record holiday season. Holiday spending leading up to this past weekend and through the weekend continues to support our forecast for a record-setting holiday this year. We are confident that we will meet our expectation of sales growth between 8.5% to 10.5% over last year. And again, last year was itself a record number of more than 8% growth over 2019. So retailers continue to find ways to deliver for their customers and for shoppers, and we expect a bright, successful, and joyous holiday season, and we believe we're on track to do that, and I have every confidence that, that that's what we'll experience. So, Bill, I'll stop there and turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Matt. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Phil Risk. Phil is the Executive Vice President of Prosper Insights and Analytics. And when he concludes, we'll open the line for questions. So, Phil, why don't you give us some insights back?
Thank you, Bill and Matt. Now for some top-line findings on the who, what, where, why, when, and how for the five-day Thanksgiving weekend. The who. The biggest holiday weekend spenders this year were between the ages of 45 and 54. This age group spent approximately $364, nearly $63 more than the average shopper, and 71% went towards holiday gifts. The what? Weekend shoppers purchased a variety of gifts, but the most popular items were clothing at 51%, toys, 32%, gift cards, 28%, books, video games, and other media, 27%, and electronics at 24%. The where. The most popular shopping destinations included online at 46%, department stores, 44%, grocery stores, 39%, clothing stores, 32%, electronics stores, 28%, and discount stores at 26%. The why? Free shipping was the biggest factor that convinced consumers who were hesitant about making a purchase. Other top factors included limited time sales or promotions and the ability to buy online and pick up in store, as well as positive reviews. The when. Black Friday was the busiest day for both online and in-store shopping. Similar to the last few years, Black Friday surpassed Cyber Monday in terms of total online shoppers, with 88 million shopping online the Friday after Thanksgiving, compared to 77 million on Monday. Small Business Saturday had 51 million in-store shoppers compared to 45.4 million last year. As Matt mentioned, the new norm is consumers are starting earlier and spreading out their holiday shopping throughout the season. Thanksgiving weekend is just one five-day shopping period throughout the entirety of November and December. And even with consumers starting their holiday shopping earlier, they are still spending at the same level during the Thanksgiving weekend. Lastly, the how. Consumers looked online to find information about Thanksgiving weekend sales, discounts, and promotions this year. They cited online searches and emails from retailers as the top two ways to gather information. Overall, this was a very strong holiday weekend and is a positive indicator of where we are headed over the next few weeks. And that concludes my holiday halftime report. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. And we're going to go ahead and open it up to questions. So, Casey, can you provide some instructions on how the people that are participating in this call can join the queue if they, in fact, do have a question?
Certainly, and thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions.
Hey, Matt, while we wait for people to get into the queue, you know, we've had a lot of conversations over the last several weeks about conversations you've been having with retailers and how they're feeling about their ability to provide consumers the products they want to buy at the price they want to pay despite record inflationary headwinds. What exactly are you hearing from them about that?
Well, Bill, I'll go back to the comments a minute ago. Retailers worked very, very hard throughout the course of this year to be prepared for this holiday season, to have the goods and the inventory in place, anticipating and recognizing the challenges in the supply chain at every step along the way, and increased prices related to transportation costs and the overall challenges of the pandemic on the supply chain in places around the world, not just in the United States, but in all those countries from which many of our members are sourcing goods and products. In spite of those challenges, we feel very confident retailers have worked very hard in the creative, resourceful ways to have the goods in stock on shelves available for customers this year. And to do so at a price point that is going to meet family budgets. So they've been managing across their entire inventory of SKUs on pricing issues to hold prices down and to make things affordable and deliver real value for customers. So it's a challenging environment. There's no question about that. And, you know, on the supply side, the pandemic has really induced a substantial shock to the availability of goods in some categories. And on the demand side, you know, we've put $5 trillion in fiscal stimulus into the economy. Consumers have, you know, $4 trillion in savings. So this shouldn't be a surprise that we find ourselves in an inflationary environment, and we've got to continue to work through it over the coming months. And get supply and demand back into alignment so that we can take some of the pressure off certain categories of goods, but of course, most importantly, make things affordable for working families and Americans across the country.
Thanks, Matt. All right, Casey, who do we have first in the queue?
Looks like we'll take our first question from Courtney Reagan with CNBC.
Hi there. Thanks for holding this call. I think it's curious how different organizations or different analysts or consultants are viewing this data. Obviously, we almost always compare year over year, but of course, 2020 was really an anomaly of a year. We were pre-vaccine, and many people were still very hesitant to go out in stores. So it makes sense to me that the in-store shopping was higher compared to last year, but it then becomes hard to understand if we feel like that's a healthy number since things are still below, it seems, 2019. So I guess, you know, Matt, you obviously talked to a bunch of retail CEOs. Can you help gauge their sentiment about how they're feeling so far or about this weekend? Is this really good, or should we actually look at it as not as good as it could have been?
Courtney, I think it's very good. I think we probably don't know yet how to account for the accelerated behavior of shopping that took place in the month of October and even earlier, and how that has impacted the holiday weekend. We know that sales through the 10 months that ended October 31st were really incredible. And we know that one of the reasons that you've heard some CEOs say recently, including at yesterday's meeting, that they're starting to see progress in terms of congestion at the ports, easing a bit because some of this was pulled forward. So, I think just as last year kind of skewed things because we were in unfamiliar territory, we remain in somewhat unfamiliar territory. There's a bit of noise in the data that won't become clear
for a few months. But the level of competence from the CEOs with whom I've had conversations, I will say, has been very high that this is going to be a successful fourth quarter and a very successful holiday season. And I think we're going to have to wait and see how this particular weekend fits into that overall story. But I think the high-level narrative is that the season is going to be very good and that consumers continue to be engaged in commerce in a really robust way.
Thanks.
Casey, next question.
Our next question will come from David Moyne with Women's Wear Daily.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, David. Good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I kind of had a two-part question. Based on meetings with the retail leaders, how concerned are you about the spread of the Omicron variant and the possible impact on the what seems to be the healthy consumer psyche, and it could also impact the labor situation in stores and warehouses? What's the mood in terms of the new variant? And also, I know it's a two-parter, but I wanted to get in a question about whether the NRF has a program for dealing with the rash of smash-and-grab crimes that are happening in a few cities around the country.
So, David, let me start with the labor piece first, just at a high level, and say that you've seen the numbers from many retailers about hiring. Hiring continues to be a challenge in many parts of the economy. We've got almost 11 million vacancies in the economy. We've got about 5 million people reportedly unemployed, so we've got a big mismatch there. Retailers expect to hire, our estimates are close to 650,000 workers this holiday season. That's up from slightly less than 500,000 last year, about 485,000. So substantial hiring taking place for the holiday season. In terms of the variant, it's obviously early to know how this is going to work. And if you listen to people like Albert Bourla, who spoke yesterday about this at length, at Pfizer, talking about the level of confidence he has that that this variant is going to be responsive to prevention based on where we are with the vaccines, the fact that in the U.S. at least, while we recognize this is a global challenge, we've got to get the world vaccinated. In the U.S., we've made great progress relative to a year ago. So I think we'll follow the president's advice here and his advisors. We think there's a reason to be aware, reason to follow the kinds of protocols we've been following all along about safe practices and getting vaccinated. But there's not a reason to panic. I guess, in terms of the specific economic impact, we know, unfortunately, that when the variants have had a real impact on the economy, the goods side of the economy has actually benefited from that because people changed behavior away from the experience side of the economy and spent more time and more dollars engaged in the goods side of the economy. So we want and we need the entire economy to be open, but as to the specific impact on retail, we continue to believe that that the retail industry is prepared for whatever might happen, and that we'll have a great holiday season, and we're poised to continue to recover next year. I guess the last observation on that point, I think it was important to hear the president make remarks yesterday about living with whatever health challenges we face. We're not going to go back down to closures and lockdowns and restrictive behavior in our economy. And we know that the only way to recover from this challenge is to move our economy forward. We can't continue to throw money at the challenges. We've got to continue to keep the economy open and moving forward. So we want to work with the administration and the president and his team to get that done. As to the smash and grab issue,
You know, this is an issue that we all find incredibly challenging. We convened a group of our members yesterday. We've got hundreds of people participating in calls talking about what's happening here. This is a real issue that we think requires a greater level of resources, greater coordination between federal, state, local authorities. We'd like to see even more attention paid to this issue. While it's a local law enforcement issue that has been impacted by a number of factors, including different approaches by different prosecutors and by reluctance of law enforcement to prosecute some of these issues, there are a whole range of solutions that we've proposed that include getting the Department of Justice and federal law enforcement more involved and doing a better job coordinating across all of those agencies. So we'll continue to make this a real priority, work with our members and federal, state, local authorities to get this improved.
Thank you. Casey, next question.
We'll take our next question from Melissa Repko with CNBC.
Thanks for having me. I also have a two-parter that's related to one another. What gives you confidence that people will keep shopping, particularly with this dynamic of people shopping earlier than in years past? And can you point to any specific examples of that? I also was wondering, the second part of that is, what strategies are you hearing that retailers plan to use to drum up more sales, particularly in the first few weeks of December when there may be a lull ahead of some of that last-minute shopping?
So I, as to the first part of the question, we know based on the surveys that people have told us they've been out engaged in commerce, but they've got a substantial amount of their shopping remaining, about half the shopping yet to come. So based on consumer sentiment expressed by the survey respondents and based on what our members have told us about their inventory positions, and there have been public comments, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, among others, have made public comments, and many other retailers over the past few weeks in their earnings calls about their inventory positions being Macy's being better than last year. So consumer sentiment is positive. We know from, as I said, the macro environment, consumers have the financial ability to be engaged in commerce. And based on what retailers have said publicly, they've got the inventory in place to meet those transaction expectations. So we feel confident about that. As to what happens, you know, depending on the calendar year, how many days there are between Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday and how many shopping days there are and the days on which certain holidays fall, things like that, sometimes there is a bit of a lull in that space in between Cyber Monday and the end of December, third week in December. Retailers are going to continue to be creative and resourceful with their promotions, with their marketing. They're going to be engaged in social media. They're going to be deploying additional fulfillment options. And we know that customers recognize that there are some challenges in the supply chain and the availability of certain goods and products and items in specific categories. So I think consumers are educated and aware and motivated and are going to continue to be engaged to make sure that they get the goods and those particular items on their holiday list that they need and want for those for whom they're buying.
Thank you, Melissa. Casey, next question, Casey.
We'll take our next question from Sabrina Escobar with Barron's.
Hi, thank you so much for being here. And thanks for elaborating more on the weekend. I was just wondering, when it comes down to it, does the NRF data reflect, I guess, the general idea that Cyber Monday sales fell flat? I know we've been seeing that from others that have put out data in terms of the actual sales and the revenue that's been brought in. So I just am curious to see what you think in terms of, you know, the actual quantity of sales that we've seen during the season.
I'm going to let our VP of Research, Catherine Cullen, answer this question for us. She just brought the data up here, and she can give you a direct answer on that.
Yes, absolutely. So we don't track sales by day, but we did see that online shoppers for the weekend were down compared to last year. We know last year was a record year for online shopping given what was going on with the pandemic. When we look at number of online shoppers by day, we did see that about 7% fewer people were shopping on Monday online compared to last year. And so we do expect that to be reflected a little bit in sales. I think it's actually a positive that given that decreased sales were pretty flat to last year. I think that speaks to the spending power of consumers and that they were still shopping all weekend long.
Thank you.
All right, Casey, next question.
Thank you. And as a reminder to our audience, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star one now. We'll take a follow-up question from Courtney Reagan with CNBC.
Hi, I was actually going to ask about what David had mentioned, the smash and grab as a follow-up. So I think you hit my point there.
Yeah, Courtney, that's a I can't tell you how concerning this is for our members, and you know, in the current environment, it's continued to become more challenging. We've been very involved in convening retail industry leaders to talk about this and continue to make this a priority, and to also convene law enforcement and to work with the administration and even with the Congress in a variety of proposed legislative measures. So this will continue to be something that you'll see us take a much more aggressive position on going forward.
Thanks.
All right, Casey. I think we're getting close to winding up, but do we have anybody else in the queue?
We do. We'll take our next question here from Jessica Young with the General Commerce 360.
Yes, hello. Thank you so much for the call. I wanted to know with what you guys are thinking in terms of insights. Do shoppers no longer distinguish between the holidays from an online versus offline perspective, do you think?
You know, I think that's a great question. And, you know, we've been talking for years about the efforts of retailers and other consumer-facing businesses to create sort of a seamless experience across all channels and an environment in which consumers become channel agnostic and they simply express a preference for what they want, where they want it, and how they want it without really spending a lot of time thinking about that as a discrete channel. I think we were talking about it before most retailers had actually achieved that. And I think over the course of the last 20 months through the pandemic, many retailers made dramatic improvements in their ability to create that truly seamless experience, in part of necessity because of the environment over the course of the last year and a half and concerns about doing things in person, having to be creative about fulfillment options, and really meeting changed consumer expectations for buy online and pick up in store, or buy in store and ship to home, or fulfill from retail locations as opposed to distribution centers. I think there's a whole range of things in the categories of fulfillment and payments, and in engagement and the use of social media and new mobile and online strategies that have really accelerated the creation of an environment in which retailers can truly deliver a seamless experience across all channels and create an environment in which consumers can actually behave in a channel agnostic way. So we've made great progress there. I think that's going to be an area that retailers will continue to make substantial investments on the digital side. There were some months last year, some quarters, where you saw huge gains in the 100%, 200%, 300% gains in terms of digital commerce in certain segments of retail and in certain brands and certain retailers.
because of the investments they've made, and I think a lot of that will continue to be changed behavior, and you'll see more retailers making those investments to create those experience in the coming year.
Thank you. And Casey, let's go ahead and take one more if you could.
Sure, we'll take our final question from Ava Batari with The Washington Post.
Hi there, good morning. Thanks for doing this call. I was wondering if you could give us a bit more color around that 66 million in store shoppers on Black Friday. How does that compare to last year and the year before?
Yep. Alba, I'm going to let Catherine answer that one, too. She's got the data right here.
Perfect. Yes, it is up from last year. Last year, we saw about 52.9 million shoppers shopping in-store on Black Friday. This year, as you noted, we're up significantly, about 26%. And we're pretty in line with where things were pre-pandemic with the average of the last 4 years. So, as we've noted, there is a shift to a multi-channel shopper. People are embracing both channels throughout the weekend. But we are seeing, with things being in a different place this year, that consumers are definitely heading back to stores.
Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Ava. Thank you all for joining this call today. If you have any additional questions, please reach out to our team at press@nrf.com or call 855-NRF-PRESS. And you can always learn more about the industry and the activities of the National Retail Federation by visiting our website at nrf.com. Thanks again, and have a great holiday.